The next patient is Bonnie Coston. The last name is C-O-S-T-O-N. First name, B-O-N-N-I-E. This is the clinical case of a 78-year-old white female, a patient of Dr. Maxwell, M-A-X-W-E-L-L, who is referred to this office because of the deterioration of the kidney function. In June of 2022, the patient had a creatinine clearance that was 37. When the patient was re-evaluated in September, the estimated GFR was 20. Excuse me, it was 30 mLs per minute. 30 mLs per minute. The macroalbumin creatinine ratio was slightly elevated at 33, despite of more than 25 years of diabetes mellitus, period. When we had the opportunity to interview the patient, there was a finding the patient was taking Kerendia, 20 milligrams on daily basis for about 3 months. And this could be the reason for the drop in the GFR. That has been described and that eventually subside. However, the patient stopped the medication because she couldn't afford it. The medical plan didn't cover the medication, period. Whether or not benazepril was also a factor in this deterioration of the kidney function when added to Kerendia is also considered. This patient didn't have any evidence of a significant hyperkalemia. The highest potassium was 5.2. Period. At this point, we are going to leave the patient without the administration of Kerendia, and we're going to monitor the kidney function, reevaluate the protein creatinine ratio in the urine, as well as the microalbumin creatinine ratio, period. Number two, diabetes mellitus for more than 20 years that has been treated with the administration of diet and metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID, with good results. Following number, the patient has arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia. She's taking 20 milligrams of rosuvastatin on a daily basis. For the arterial hypertension, the patient takes a combination of benazepril 40 milligrams every day with verapamil 120 milligrams. Of note is the presence of a blood pressure of 147/89. The patient states that it's very unusual that she has always readings in the 120/70 range. And also it's important to mention that the heart rate was 96, despite the fact that the patient takes the verapamil. The patient has been completely asymptomatic. We are going to reevaluate the case in 4 weeks And and we are going to request the copy of the ultrasound that was done at Dr. Maxwell's office, period. Thanks a lot for your kind referral, period, paragraph. We invested 17 minutes reviewing the referral. In the face-to-face conversation is, we spend 25 minutes, and in the documentation, 7 minutes.